pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Hey team, welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed.
Jade looks like Paddington Bear this morning. She's,
I love my new jacket.
It's brand new, is it?
Yeah.
What did that set you back? So just to explain, it looks like this really like oversized, like I don't even know the
you
fabric,
know what,
like black and white cotton duffel
it's
coat.
It's houndstooth with check. So there's houndstooth stripes,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like tweed stripes.
Bit unnecessary.
Gray, and it looks like you work at a fashion, like a design or an architecture firm in London.
Thank you.
Was my sort of vibe.
Are you wearing cheap UGG boots as well? Your foot up.
I'm wearing lilac UGG boots.
Oh.
That season.
A vision of style.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of style.
Jade style. That's all
exactly.
that matters.
So, are you comfortable?
I am. Yeah, I think good. I look great.
Are you comfortable, Maddie?
Yeah, I am. Sweet. Hey, so you know how I, like, have quit smoking?
Yeah.
So we had like a work ratings party. The ratings came out on Friday.
Yeah.
We did okay.
Yeah.
So we went out for drinks and I had 2 cigarettes. But I haven't had any since.
Well, that's good.
So do you feel... what was the feeling the morning after?
Really shit.
I feel
like,
man.
Yeah, but like I haven't had another one, which is good. So
good on you, man.
Well done.
I mean, you know...
You haven't bought any more and you haven't smoked any more.
No, so I'm good.
I think that's all right. I think you're doing all right.
You're making
small
inroads.
Bump, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
2 in like 14 days. Not too bad.
Yeah, as long as you didn't, like, you're not back on them now.
Yeah, yeah, or you're going to get withdrawals. You know when you have like a little bit and then it's like, ooh.
No, I'm fine. You can tell me, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys will cop it. Lads versus Lasses up next, guys. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We need one guy, one girl. Looking at the leaderboard right now, please tell
us
the score. 35 apiece.
There you
Very
go.
Good. On offer today, great prize. We have a family pass to this weekend's game. Newcastle Knights, guys, taking on Manly this weekend at home.
I hate Manly.
I know.
Most
your
people
most
do.
Hated team. Yeah.
If you want to win, the lines are open. 13:10:09. We'll take your calls.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Now, Jay did say that we were tying the leaderboard.
I did not say. You said it.
35 lads to 32 the lasses. If you want to play 13:10:09, we still need a lad on offer for the winner. We have a family pass to this weekend's game. The Knights taking on the Sea Eagles, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Jade's... Is that your least favourite team?
They're my least. You know why? Because they scorned me. When I was slugging it out in the early days of radio, all the NRL clubs were giving me a player a week. And the only ones who snubbed me were the Manly Sea Eagles. They would not give me an interview with even someone on the bench.
An enemy for life.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet our lass this morning. Her name is Tash.
That's funny.
East Maitland, runs a school canteen, and has just started playing netball after not playing since she was 7. Big Knights fan, and cannot stand open mouth chewers.
Oh, no.
No one can stand that. How you doing, Tash?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way.
Hey, Tash, I've got to say congratulations for getting back out on the court and playing netball. You know, you're 39. You said you last played at 7. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. How are you liking
it? She's not 84.
I know, but, like, Tash, you would understand how hard it is. Especially, I don't know if you have a family, but when you get back into a sport, I know I've recently started doing it with hockey. It's a real accomplishment. You're nervous. I don't know if you're, you know, worried about meeting new people in the team and what they're going to be like. It's a big thing.
It is. It's been hard and it's a lot more physical than what I remember.
Hey, Tash, have you made any friends on your team?
I have. We have some great girls.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
See, it's never too late.
That's so true.
Let's crack on with the questions, shall we?
Let's do that. All right, question number one for you. What is a flaring tool used for?
To make something wider?
You know what? Technically it is. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah, joining two pipes or tubes
yeah,
together.
Yeah, so you do have to make one wider. All right, number two. What is the brand Karcher best known for making?
High-pressure washers.
That's so true.
Yes.
All right, question number three. In automotive, what is the brand NGK known for making?
Commodore?
No. Sorry, it's spark plug.
That is so good. 2 out of 3. Well done.
All right, smashed 10 it. Seconds on the clock right now. We still need a lad on 13:10:09. We have 4 tickets to the Knights versus the Sea Eagles this weekend. Let's count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes! The Lasses have done it!
No,
that's too late. Oh, God, you guys love to cheat. This is BS.
Oh, no, he's gone now. You win. Congratulations. Thanks, Tash.
Congratulations, Tash. Good.
They went and hung up, Jade, because you think that you're the boss of this game.
Tash, do you reckon they deserve to be able to get through?
No way.
Damn straight.
Of course she's going to say that, Tash. You've just won 4 tickets.
Well done. Hey, you did well. 2 out of 3 is pretty good score on that game. Guys, up next, though, of course, we did, as Maddie mentioned at the start of the show, we did all right in the ratings, so we're pretty happy with that. And we had a bit of a party to celebrate. We'll get into all the details of what went down in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And, of course, guys, on Friday night, we had a bit of a... Yeah, it was a little bit of a party to celebrate some good results that we had. We're very, very happy with.
New FM, right, got the highest ratings it's had in, like, 16 years.
Yay.
Very, very exciting. So
thank you for listening.
Exactly this show, the highest ratings it's had in, like, over six years.
Which is just awesome, you know.
So we've worked hard, but it's all up to, like, thank you so much for...
Just
coming
listening.
On board and
well,
you know,
our listeners
joining our dysfunctional little family.
For ticking the boxes. So right. If you got a survey, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate what you did. So we went to the Happy Wombat in town, which is a great little local venue, and it was a great night.
I didn't go.
Yeah,
so
you were a bit tired. It was a long week.
I had
a massive week.
Terrible end of the week. So I opted out just for some me R&R time.
What did you do?
I slept for like 5.5 hours after work, and then I had an injury afterwards, which I'll tell you guys about after the show.
I always love a work party because you just start talking to people you wouldn't usually talk to.
And you get in randomly long conversations with them. And
like, a bit awkward, really, sometimes, isn't it? Like, well, it was a fun night, fun.
So what happened? What were some of the key things that went down?
Well, what I noticed about these events, and I don't know if it's unique to our industry, but the creative people dress a lot more formally and the salespeople dress a lot more casually. There's all this, like, salespeople who usually come in their very nice sharp suits and ties. They're there in their, like, slightly faded band T-shirts and jeans. And you're like, I hardly recognize you out, like, when you're out and about like that.
We had one glass get smashed.
Of course, there's the requisite person yelling taxi.
Taxi,
which always happens in every
happy
situation.
Happy Wombat, though, super professional. The food was delicious.
It was really good
food,
actually.
Oh, what did
actually.
You eat?
They had, like, a whole range of canapes, but they were, like, these beautiful, like, arancini balls.
That was great.
So nice and cheesy. This beautiful halloumi cheese with, like, an olive jam.
Ooh.
Delicious.
It's so it's not out of the frozen box out of the back fridge.
No, it's made
deliciously.
There was homemade sausage rolls as well.
Oh, yum.
That would have been up your alley, Jade, with a lovely, like, tomato
and relish. One person that works here, we've all discovered, Jackson, I think you pointed this out, looked like Elvis Presley.
Yes.
On the night.
Well, that was just unbelievable, really.
Like, Elvis is alive.
What, even the outfit?
Yeah. It seemed, I imagine this person was going to order a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and start singing. Like, it was just a mind-bending experience. I'm going to leave it at that.
It was Richard King from 2 Everything.
I had a feeling he's the only one with, like, thick black hair here.
The King is in the name as well.
God, it is Sue. But yeah, look, overall, interesting night, fun night. You know, good little reward.
Good team building and good reward for, you know, a great result. So thank you so much.
The main thing, finishing up, though, did you guys... polish off the bar tab.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I would say in fairly early on.
No, it lasted till the end.
Oh, really?
The managers pulled out their credit cards at the end, which was fantastic.
Excellent.
But it was all finished.
Well done.
I think people were hopeful that we'd have some left over.
Oh, really?
There's nothing
good
left over.
Good chance of that. I ordered the expensive stuff all the way.
Are you serious? What were you drinking?
Well, just the most expensive beer they had.
On purpose?
Not on purpose, but I think it was.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're just trying to dig yourself out of a hole.
You're a little snake. I didn't realise that. Here I am having house vodka.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing that for.
Cribbo's drinking like this really expensive craft beer.
Yeah, of course. Gotta get what you can, right?
Yeah, no.
I learnt from you.
I do agree. As I've got 10 bottles in my bag from the New FM wine cellars.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Here they come now. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, Rate the Music is back at newfm.com.au. You know how this works. It's very simple. Jump on, take the survey. Takes around 6 minutes to complete. Ooh. And just by doing so, you instantly go into the draw.
Ooh, what is it?
To win one of five $100 Exchange Hotel gift cards, guys.
Oh, nice.
The exchange is looking good.
Debbie's on me, mate.
Well, after the work party, we had kick-ons there, and it's so good there since the renovations.
Nice.
So much fun. Great live performance space as well.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
What's so funny, Jay?
You're saying kick-ons. We had kick-ons after the party. Never heard you say that in my life. Yeah, it's so blokey.
Kick-ons?
Yeah.
You've never said it.
I'd like to know who picked that up.
Last time I checked, Jade, I am a man. Dine, drive, dance at the Exchange, Beaumont Street, Hamilton, guys.
Well, on 13 10 09, we want to know if you think Australia Post is lazy, because this man, Adrian, he lives over in Perth, and he has CCT footage at the front, and he noticed
to CCTV footage?
What did I say?
CCT.
Oh, well, CCTV. I missed the letter. Anyway, he had some camera footage at the front of his place, and he noticed that the Australia Post got out of his vehicle and just put his parcel behind the letterbox when he could walk, no joke, like 8 steps and knock on his door to see if he was home. And he was thinking, what's with Australia Post being lazy?
Time is money. Time is money. You know,
like extra few steps.
No, but technically it's touching the letterbox, that's fine. As long as it's near the letterbox, it's fine.
Bit of a joke.
No, he needs to go straight to the door. I don't really have much moral authority on this one, because I'm complaining about the menu lock drivers leaving food downstairs.
Exactly.
They need to bring it to the door and let you know that it's there.
At least knock. Like, see if someone's home.
He probably went, you know what, I'm going to defend Australia Post here. I think they do a great job, and that, like, looking at the footage, sure, he could have gone a few more steps to the door, but it was behind the letterbox. That's close enough.
They do say that they leave it in a safe place, but that's kind of quite loose. So, I mean, behind the letterbox is hidden from the street, right? I don't know.
Doesn't look safe from the picture, but it doesn't even have to be Australia Post. All couriers in general can be a little lax. Mm. So, 13 10 09, we want to know if courier drivers, Australia Post, are they lazy?
Way to offend a whole industry, Jane.
Is that the phoner?
Have you had a bad experience with them being lazy? But I think I'm going to defend them. I think they do a good job.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's going up against Australia Post after this article's gone viral of this delivery driver leaving a package behind a letterbox. Is it lazy or is it acceptable?
Okay, just to paint a picture here, okay? This postal worker basically pulls into someone's driveway. So they haven't... They've already gone to that much effort, right? It's not just the casual pull up into the gutter and just quickly jump out and run around and put the parcel behind the letterbox. He's made the effort to pull into the driveway, get out of the car, and he's put this package behind the letterbox, which is one of those traditional letterboxes where it's about 5 meters off the street and there's no fence surrounding
it.
It's
one of those brick ones, yeah.
It's just like a solid concrete brick one. So he could have gone an extra 8 steps and rang the doorbell, but he opted just not to see if anyone's home and just get out of his car and just place it there and just walk away from it.
Looks safe enough to me. I think Australia Post do a good job. They always deliver my packages around the back or whatever.
Well, you're their best customer. They're not going to piss you off.
Yeah, that's true. You buy, swap, and sell business.
You're always so posting.
Nice. No, they need to bring it to your door. I like, don't leave it in the front yard.
At least open
for anyone to come and take it.
Yeah.
It was behind the letterbox. It's fine.
So
what if it was an expensive iPhone or something?
It'll be fine.
They just left it there.
It's, you know, 13, 10, 09. Have you had a bad experience with lazy deliveries? Maybe.
Okay, Barbara. Hello.
Oh, hi, how you going?
Hey, we're going well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think the driver should have left it behind the letterbox or should he taken it to the front door?
Look, I can't say very much about him, but all I can say is I've had no bad experience with Australia Post or any of the couriers. I had a courier ring me up at work the other day, and he normally delivers to where I work, and he said, I've got a parcel for you for home. Do you want me to drop it at home or at work? So he dropped it at home for me. So,
oh, my God.
And that was fast track. So,
how good is that?
See, that's great service.
Yeah, I can't say. Yeah. Go to couriers.
Exactly, oh, good. Yeah, one for the couriers.
Thanks, Barbara. Do you know what? So this is the thing, though. People are always first to complain, but it's rarely that, you know, people like Barbara.
Like you.
No. You know me, when I go and dine out, I always give good compliments and stuff when it's there's merit there. But do you know what I mean? Not enough people put out the good stuff. Like, Barbara should have put a story to the Daily Mail.
They probably wouldn't print that, though, because no one would get outraged enough about it.
Andrew, hey, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Going well, thank you. Thoughts on this one?
Okay, here's my thoughts. I've seen it happen before as well, and I thought, oh, that's a bit lazy.
Yeah.
However, I was chatting to a postie out of the pub the other week, and he said that he leaves them behind the letterboxes because there's been a few times he's been abused for scaring people knocking on their door in the middle of the day.
No.
Really? See, now this is a fascinating insight and a good source as well.
Who's abusing someone for doing their job and their good job?
He's wearing
that's terrible.
I mean, I'm sure he was wearing his official uniform. Like, I get it if he was wearing a wife beater and a beanie.
But he wouldn't be. If he works for Australia Post, still have a uniform. There you go. Well,
it's
case closed.
Oh, thank you.
It's interesting. It just goes to show, no matter what job you do, you're always putting up with some sort of, like, BS, hey. Like, getting your postal worker, you're doing someone a favour by delivering their parcel to their door and they abuse you.
They're still upset.
Because you've scared them for knocking on their door in the middle of the day.
Like, that's your actual job.
That's backwards.
You're getting in trouble for it.
Poor postie.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we've turned you around, Jade.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we have a 12K temper bedding package to give away with New FM Celebrity Beds. Man, this is so hard to get through, so good luck on the phones today.
Mm. Oh, my God.
We've got a celebrity hiding under the covers. All you need to do is identify who it is, and you go into the draw to win this incredible package, guys. Let's hear our celeb.
You don't learn anything from your achievements. You learn everything from your failures.
Okay, if you think you know who that is, 13 10 09, all thanks to Domain Betting, Katara and Maitland, we're going to play Celebrity Beds next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right now. You're going to say my name,
say my name. Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domain Betting, Maitland and Katara. Say my name tonight. New FM's Celebrity Beds.
Man, this thing is going off its head.
I know, it's wild how popular this competition is.
Because it's an incredible prize. $12,000 worth of tempo betting for the winner, guys. Let's run through what's in this package.
Yeah, I want to know.
A Geneva Queen Cloud Mattress, a Tempo Ergo Queen Adjustable Base, a Tempo Thermo Cool Mattress Protector Pack, a Thermo Queen Quilt, two Tempo Pillows to the value of almost $800. Some good pillows. Queen quilt cover and two queen sheet sets and $500 worth of Manchester.
Jeepers.
What an amazing prize. No wonder. Like, I never thought a competition could be this popular. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's because most people aren't just going to walk out their door and spend 12 grand in one hit on a bed.
Not a chance.
Like, that's insane. All right, Corey from Georgetown. He's a pilot and he's 28. Good morning.
Hey, Corey. How are you?
Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Hey, man. Hey. Yeah, really good. So, do you just do, like, small commercial flights as a pilot?
At the moment, yeah, just working out of Maitland.
Yeah, good on you. Nice. So, how many hours, like, obviously you can, like, where you're at with your pilot, so you want to end up flying for Jetstar and stuff down the track?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I think, obviously, the hours are super, super expensive, so... Yeah. Something like a prize like this, I don't even know what half that stuff was, what you were talking about a minute ago, but that'd be pretty cool.
Hey, Corey, got a question for you. So Jade used to be like an air hostess, right?
Yeah.
And she always says that pilots are super arrogant. Do you find that with, like, other pilots? I'm pretty sure she said that, right, Creeper?
Yeah, I think so.
Some.
So he's a pilot on the line right now, Jade.
Some, not all.
Corey, are you an arrogant man?
Geez, I'd hope not.
You don't sound
You sound like
a
sweater. All right, let's do this, man.
I dare say there'd be a couple out there, though.
Maybe, yeah. Well, they get the uniform and they think they're all that.
All right.
You know, it's the aviators and they think they're Tom Cruise from Top Gun.
Do you own aviators, Corey?
I don't own aviators. So if I'm out of that club, I hope so.
Stay away from them. All right, let's hear this celebrity one more time, and then if you can get this right, you're in the draw. Here we go.
You don't learn anything from your achievements. You learn everything from your failures.
All right, I'll give you a clue. He's a singer.
Keith Urban?
Keith Urban is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
No good.
Bummer,
man.
Thanks for playing, man. Appreciate it. Continues across the workday, guys. If you think you know who this voice is, think about it.
You don't learn anything from your achievements.
And good luck.
You learn anything from your failures.
And good luck getting through, because, God, it's so popular.
Jackson playing again after 11 o'clock. Yeah, Jackson today.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie, Creepo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Jade, you've been whinging about this so-called injury that you have all morning.
Yeah, I have.
You're not limping.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's wrong with yourself?
Well, we're actually not talking about that right now.
Oh, you said we were.
No. No.
It's a secret, Maddie.
God,
anyway, you'll find out about that.
Do
later.
You know what? I'll just shut my mouth. Jay Personal on the board, whatever that is.
Yeah, well, we did really well in the ratings.
We've tooted our horn once already
today.
No.
We
need to keep
talking. So I celebrated on the weekend, right, my own way. So I actually got the credit card out, and I may have gone a little bit cray-cray on it and bought myself a couple of things. So, I bought some celebratory glasses. Maybe I need to tell you guys about in a sec.
Oh, you've got new glasses,
more
another
glasses.
Pair.
Well, I have an addiction and I need help. 13 10 09.
What should you
help
do?
Me? I need help. I need to be put into an institution
so
or something.
What's the question? You want someone to drive you out to Port Stephens?
Well, I don't know how to battle my glasses addiction.
How many
I have
pairs
a serious
do you have
issue.
Now?
I think I'm almost at 10.
Dude, you need to sort
your
You
only lost your... Only got, like, your vision only went down 6 months ago, didn't it?
I know! There's something wrong with me.
Well, we knew that already.
All right, we're delving more into this next. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Today, guys, and we're talking Jade's glasses-buying addiction. Gee, thanks. Just money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Look, I believe in celebrating the little things in life, all the wins you have in life. And we did well as a show with our ratings,
Jay,
on Friday.
That's
I can
the third
say it.
Time now.
I don't care.
Nothing like a sore winner. And we didn't even win.
It doesn't matter about winning. We had some gains, and I'm proud of that. Thank you very much. So anyway, I wanted to celebrate, and so I thought, get myself some new glasses, because it's sort of an excuse to go out and buy
some shopping, therapy.
Right?
Okay.
Thank you, because I need it. And so I went and bought three more pairs of glasses.
Three?
Not one, but three. So I'll show you these, because now Maddie...
Yes.
I remember that... No, Maddie from the newsroom. I remember... last time I ordered a pair of glasses, you said they weren't really for you. Yes.
Yeah, the love heart glittery
ones. They
were
love heart glittery glasses.
They do look great on you, though. I've seen them several times now, and I love them.
Thanks. So I wanted to get your opinion on these ones that I've gotten, that I've ordered, okay? So, firstly, I've got my geometric frames, these are called. So they're actually three colours. There's a little bit of red. There's a beige with a gold glitter in it, which goes halfway through the frame, and then a tortoise shell.
Oh. What? You didn't really buy them, did you?
I really did. Show Maddie these in the newsroom. I did buy these glasses.
So you robbed a costume shop gone wrong.
No.
Look at them.
Oh, okay.
Well, what are they? I thought they were all right. Bit more
the
mature than...
Ain't got your back today, Dale. Sorry.
Look, they'll probably look great on Jade, but I see them and I think I would put them on and there's no way anyone would take me seriously as a journalist.
Jade was just a minute ago, just to set the scene, Jade was like, I'm going to run into the newsroom and grab Maddie because I need some support on this one,
Jade.
I think they're really cool.
It looks like you robbed Liberace.
I trust Jade's own knowledge of her sense of style, and that she knows that they will suit her, but they wouldn't suit.
Okay.
Okay. My second pair. They're.
Oh, Maddie.
I don't even know how you would describe these.
You know what it is? It looks like. You
black and silver fleck Dame Edna glasses.
No, it's not disgusting. Silver.
It's emerald green.
It's emerald green.
Wow. Maddie's colorblind, for those who don't know.
It looks like, you know, when you get a guitar and it's got that, like, silvery greeny bit.
That silver fleck through it, yeah.
They sort of look like an emerald green opal. That's what I sort of thought.
I dig them. I like these ones.
Okay.
I'm bored.
That's a win.
How
one out of
they?
Three.
Oh. Are they cheap online things or actual?
They were $6.95. Now, these are...
$695.
No, $6.95. Now, these are my third pair. What do we think?
They
so these
like
ones are a square frame.
Do you know what? They're the shape of like a 1950s television.
Two-toned, see-through in a lime green and like a baby lime pink, like pastel pink.
They're cool.
You know what? These,
I like them.
These third ones, they look like the, you know in some TV shows how they have...
They look like Colonel Gaddafi's glasses.
I thought the sleazy, like, TV producer.
They're quite 80s.
Yeah, very 80s.
Yeah, come over here, darling. Let me tell you about some TV roles I've got for you.
So, I thought to myself, right, I was like, you know, if I'm ordering these from overseas... If I'm paying for shipping, I'm getting my money's worth for the shipping. So that's how I ended up with the three. That's how I tried to justify.
So now you've got 13 pairs of glasses.
Yeah.
And do you know what I've noticed as well? You started off when you first got diagnosed that you started off with really expensive luxe looking glasses. Ones with crystals, Swarovski crystals in them. You've gone so downhill now, you're buying $6 glasses from the internet.
Next step is those servo ones.
Absolutely, you
know?
Yeah.
I've got an issue. I don't know what to do.
Did you tell your husband about this?
Yeah,
what did he say?
He did.
Is he supportive?
He actually...
Did he like any of them?
He did. But then he married me. So similar taste, you know?
That first one that looks like it's like part leopard print part red.
What's going on, Jade? You're being too experimental with your fashion lately. Somebody's got to tell you. You got angry with me for mentioning it this morning, but that duffel coat does not go with those lilac Big W gum boots or UGG boots that you're wearing. Now, these glasses, you're going to start looking like a drag queen.
Oh.
Is that hard?
I like drag queens, though.
Oh, there you go. You do what makes you feel good.
You're saying the
Maddie.
Opposite.
You're encouraging us.
You're encouraging me.
Nah, wear what you want. Good on you, Dom.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
An update on Tiger King, how he's going in prison. Also, too, Nicki Minaj has opened up about that break that she took from music to her Twitter followers.
Can I just add something here, Jackson? Did you notice she didn't bring you into this break? Because you are really the most cutting of the fashion commentators here on the team.
Too scared.
I've learned my lesson.
7:13. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson, we've got to hear about this Tiger King update. What's going on?
So let's get into it.
My name's Joe Exotic
has been diagnosed with cancer, which is really, really sad. Prostate cancer over in the United States. He's actually in prison, but he's using this to spearhead his campaign to get out of there.
Let him out.
Yeah, he wants out. He's like, he says his body's deteriorating and he's not going to last many more years. But what people are saying is that this is just another illness in the long line of illnesses that he's claimed to have.
So obviously over in the States, very different healthcare system to what we have, but I wonder if they receive the care that they need if you're inside.
If you're in prison, they have hospital and, to some extent.
Would Joe Exotic be paying for the cancer treatment that he's receiving in prison? Yeah, right.
Yeah, you get healthcare treatment in prison.
Yeah, well, he's claiming it's not proper medical care, so that's why he wants to get out. This comes as Carol Baskin launches her Big Cat Coin cryptocurrency.
What?
And someone else accuses her of having the husband buried under the house.
Jeez.
It's
very
wild,
interesting,
isn't it?
Story from this group of people, right?
I am interested to see how this crypto goes because, like, meme cryptos have a history of actually doing quite well. So you never know, like...
So it's her own cryptocurrency.
Yes. Big Cat Coin. Should we buy some as a show?
I wonder...
Maybe.
How much are we talking
here? I don't know. I can look into it, but...
Maybe we should put $100 in, and then if it, like, goes really well, we
I'd
can use it...
I'd be keen to do that.
We can use it to, like... get a prize for listeners or something.
As if that's not going to snowball into something fantastic, at least for a couple of months.
That's right. Like, it'll probably spike and then we'll get out.
I didn't realise that. So can anyone just start up their own Bitcoin, can they?
Don't get any ideas, Jade.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Triple Chihuahua coin. It'll be Jade's one.
It's bizarre, isn't it, that she's going to create her own?
You need the infrastructure.
Let's buy some.
We'll buy some.
We'll chuck in.
Yeah, all right.
Are you in Jade?
Well, she's not a dummy, is she? Like, if I'm going to trust anyone, I think it would be Carol Baskin.
Moving on to Nicki Minaj. I'd trust Nicki over Carol Baskin. She dropped a new mixtape last week. It's the first we've heard from her since 2018. Of course, she took that break from the music industry. Everyone thought she was quitting completely.
But
she just had a baby. So she said that on a Twitter Q&A, actually, a fan asked her if it was, like, good for her to take the time off or if she missed the industry. She said she missed her fans, but it was good for her mental health. She also said that the hit and run that killed her father recently was the most devastating loss that she's ever faced in her life. So she thinks that if she didn't take that break, she probably wouldn't have handled that as well as she did. And also opened up about her baby not liking rap music. Apparently that was when he kicked her the most when she was pregnant.
No.
Which is handy when your mother's the biggest rap queen of ever.
I miss Nicki.
So do I.
Good, I'm glad she's back. I've just had a look on Google. Did you know she has a sister and her name is Ming? No, I did not know that. M-I-N-G.
She's got a doco coming out as well, which she's teased. It's going to be on HBO Max, and this is what she says it's all going to be about.
It's going to give you guys a raw, unfiltered look at my personal life and my professional journey, and I can't wait to share it with you.
You know, a lot going on.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I love about her is the fact I can understand when she speaks. Because what's the crazy one?
Cardi B.
I can never understand what she's saying. I mean, like, and I swear that's not an old person remark. It you need subtitles.
Well, that is
to
true.
Understand at what she's going on about half the time.
Well,
Nicki Minaj though, great rapper, and I can understand her.
You can't understand this.
Why aren't you understanding? Okay. Why aren't you understanding? Okay.
Thank you, Jackson. Can you understand Cardi B?
I can.
Most of the time.
But you're a huge fan.
I'm hard of hearing.
I'm hard of hearing, young one. Can you repeat that?
And make me a cup of tea.
Why aren't you understanding? Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Hey, guys, coming up before 8 o'clock today, we are playing Birthday Lotto worth $550, Jade.
On 131009, we want to know, how do you get rid of the neighbor's kids? Okay, now, listen first. Because
judge later.
Basically, there's this mum, and her next door neighbor's kids are always at her house, and she just can't get rid of them. So she said it started off really good. They were the only family on the block. This family moved in. Kids around the same ages. They go to the same school.
Yeah, great.
So she said as they got older, the kids would then start walking home together from school. And because her next door neighbors, the parents, they work till 5. So she always felt more comfortable the kids just coming around to her house between,
yeah,
3 and 5:30.
Yeah.
And, but she's like, she's sort of starting to regret it because she's thinking, now I have 3 extra mouths to feed. She's like, I know this might sound petty, but kids eat a lot. So she's like, you know, that adds up.
Mm.
Like when you're providing for,
well, so it's just very,
for an extra 3 kids,
very annoying.
Well, she said that it's great the relationship they have with the kids, but she's saying that it's actually quite challenging at times because the kids now sort of argue amongst themselves because they're really comfortable. That her kids don't feel like they have their own space anymore,
yeah,
because the kids will just walk in and start playing with their toys.
It's not the kids' fault, it's the parents' fault. So, like, this happened to us when we were growing up. There were these, like, kids next door. There were 5 of them. And every single afternoon, they would come over, and one of them kept, like, giving my little sister nits.
Poor Chelsea.
Couldn't get rid of them.
Poor Chelsea.
It's like, it was because of these little kids, because the parents just didn't care. They had no shoes on, dirty nappies running around the street, and I was like, go home.
Well, she said that this has been going on.
Mum ended up having to, like, Mum had a huge argument from memory with the mother of the kids next door, because she just had enough. Like, get your kids to look after them, you lazy thing.
Well, this is where it's at with this mum. It's so funny. We need to just pass your number on to this lady, your mum's number, sorry. So, yeah, we went in on 131009. How do you get rid of the neighbour's kids? Are they sort of always around your house? What have you done?
Yeah, or maybe you just want to vent.
Yeah.
Like, remain anonymous, or if you want to provide us with a phone number, we can do it for you and call the people next door. Happy to do any
Must
of the above.
Must be difficult conversation to have.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, how do you get rid of the neighbour's kids? You know when they just won't go home?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Ever. They're just hanging around, snotty noses, dirty nappies, dirty fingers. Go home!
Well, this is, this mum's put this out online because she's like, I just don't know what to do. So the next door neighbour's kids come round her house every single afternoon after school. And she's like, I know this is petty, but I now have three extra mouths I have to feed. Kids eat a lot. She's like, that adds up over 2 years.
Eating her out of house and home. And I think, like, sometimes kids form a better relationship than the parents. So the kids are cool with it. They got more mates to hang out with.
Well, yeah.
But then the parents are like, this is, you don't understand as a child adult responsibilities.
Sure, yeah, but to a point though, because she said her kids feel like the neighbors' kids are taking over their space and their belongings, which to some extent she's saying they are. And her kids told her that they just like their own time to do what they want to do after school.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. They want their own space back.
It's very an awkward simple conversation to have. Like, the next door neighbor's stoked. They're getting free daycare.
Obviously. It's very simple. You just go knock on the door. Hey, can you take your kids back?
For good.
Like I'm not here to babysit
your kids. I can't imagine you doing that.
Jade, absolutely I would. And you would too. You knock on your neighbor's doors for anything. Oh, they coughed in the middle of the night.
I do not. But, yeah, I don't know. It's an awkward one. So we're going to Katie. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey. So tell us, have you had to get rid of the neighbor's kids or?
You got to be firm. Otherwise, they're going to be there for sleepovers and everything. And I've been caught in that deep hole. You just walk them straight home. Or if you see them coming, you run out the front and you don't let them in the house. or you go, okay, off you go. And then you go inside and they can play out the front on their own. That's not your problem. You shut that door. You lock it. Off
yeah,
you go.
I know you say that, but if the parents aren't home till 5 and they're just playing by themselves unsupervised, you have a level of empathy.
Dogs, that's what you do there. You call docs.
Oh,
Jade, you wouldn't know what it's like, Jade.
No, if you're set up
I have
for
a big heart.
You look after him. If it's not, then that's docs.
Imagine if your neighbor's dogs just constantly kept coming into your yard eating your dog's dog food and playing with their toys.
Yeah, and wearing them all out. You'd be fuming.
Kids to dogs, but,
no.
You know.
If it was a dog, though, I'd probably keep it. I'd say, tough, you're not getting it back. You're clearly not looking after it. And it could stay in my yard.
Remember that time, thank you, Katie. Remember that time you wanted to put a hole in your fence so your neighbor's dog Bingo could come in?
That's right.
Like, freely?
Yeah.
Imagine that. You really escaped a big problem there.
Yeah.
Lucky you didn't cut the hole. I was just saying.
Could have been a slippery slope.
Tell the parents, go home, look after your own kids. Birthday lotto. Birthday lotto up next. Worth $550 today, guys.
Nice.
All you need is a birthday to play. Crevo picks it at random from our birthday wheel. What is it today, Crevo?
February.
Okay, if you were born in Feb, spin the birthday balls next on 13 10 09. You walk away with the cash if your ball comes out.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
All you need is a birthday to play. If your birthday comes out of the birthday balls machine, you win the money. It's that simple, guys.
Yeah, that's right. And we came up with the month of Feb. And it's time to meet our contestant, Angela. She's from Windale, was a nurse for 30 years, and now drives the school bus in her spare time. Currently obsessed with Home and Away and SVU. Now, you've said here your eye candy is Brad Pitt. Is that Brad Pitt back in the day or current Brad Pitt?
All the time.
All the time, Brad Pitt.
Here's
a go for you.
Hey, Angela, it says here you love SVU. I do too. Did you know that Elliot Stabler's back on the show?
I haven't seen that one yet, but I knew he was coming back. I can't wait.
Yeah, do you think he's a sexy man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see if we can. We need this cash. Here we go.
He's hot. Thank you.
He is hot.
All right. I pulled out the 20th of February.
No.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, Angela. Thanks for playing, though. Back before 9 o'clock, birthday lotto, guys. Danny from Big Brother coming up on the show next. I'm so excited to chat to him.
Yeah, now this is one you're really excited about.
Danny is the big villain on the show this year, right? But, man, he's actually a lovable villain. I love him.
How
he's the biggest game player on the show. He's just like... He schemes so much, but I can tell he's just a lovely person. Anyway,
he's just playing the game.
He's the big character on the show. We're chatting to Danny from Big Brother after this at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
So, guys, up next, we are talking to Danny from Big Brother. He's labelled himself, or I don't know if the producers have labelled him, the loose cannon.
Well, we can ask him.
Well, we can. That's the sort of thing we can ask. You can ask anything you want, Matty. I give you permission. He said, the bar's going to be raised this year.
Thanks,
I don't
Dad.
Quit. I walk my talk. I will win Big Brother. Big claims.
Danny has done so well on the show so far. Now, like, obviously this was pre-recorded, so they're all out at the moment.
Ooh.
So he hasn't been evicted or anything. But, man, he's the ultimate survivor, Danny is. So Danny,
it'll be an interesting chat. So he's the alpha in the house at the moment, is he?
Yeah, he's kind of rebuilding his alliance. So
All
of his, like, initial alliance, all those people have been evicted.
Oh.
So he's had to, like, schmooze his way in and blindside people. He's done he's playing the game well. It's good stuff.
We'll talk to him in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Danny from Big Brother's here, guys.
Think you know my game? Think again.
Yeah, so Danny has been branded as the real estate agent who's there to win and nothing else. I guess it comes with the territory, really, you know, with the job, and you sort of get that winning attitude, and then bang, there you are, a Big Brother, making it happen. How you doing, man?
How are you guys? I'm fantastic, thanks.
That's the way.
Danny, I'm a huge fan of yours. I think you are doing, first of all, a fantastic job on the show so far. Man, you are killing it. You're like, you're walking that line between, like, total asshole and, like, lovable guy so nicely.
Yeah, I've come out of the blocks pretty loose. You know, people didn't really know what to make. But I think I'm slowly settling into the game and finding my feet, which is unfortunate for the other housemates because once I get that stranglehold, I will literally strangle them, metaphorically speaking.
Ooh. Danny the Cobra.
Have you been a fan of the show for a long time?
No, not at all.
Okay, so you just studied like one season or something and then jumped right in?
No, I was sort of encouraged, let's just say I was encouraged to apply. I back-to-back watched last year's season four times, and obviously I trained, I dropped 10 kilos.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I went in there to, I was not there. Some of those guys think they were, you know, going to the Bahamas for a holiday, like Nick did when I took him to the bunker.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm missing out, Danny, why did you pick me? And it's like, dude, we're in a war zone, we're about ready to go to war, let's prepare. And that's got to be my mindset, so, yeah.
What's the reaction been like on the streets? Because obviously this was filmed a while back. So, like, are you walking around the streets and getting people coming up to you, yelling stuff out to you? Like, what's it been like?
Look, I don't drink or drug. It's been reported. I'm nearly 30 years clean and sober, so I don't go out much.
Good job,
my guys, my team, they've taken me out a couple of times, and I was out in Melbourne, and it was quite full on. People were very happy that I took Katie out, and that was really the talk of the town.
I was as well. She needed to go. I mean, what you did there, so basically, right,
yeah.
Danny teamed up with Marley in a challenge who was a part of Katie's alliance, right?
Yeah.
And they basically got to pick the people that would be put up for eviction, and they picked two people, one each, and Danny was like, Katie, who was Marley's friend.
Friend, right.
Such a blindside. Great move on the show, man. Question, do you think, obviously it has been it's been filmed. We don't know who the winner will be until a little bit later on, but like, who do you think has been the best competitor overall that's played with you?
It's an easy one, actually. Tilly is working the room. She's playing all sides, and she's almost like the conduit between. Tilly's just a great chick, and she's so funny, and she's so real. And I gravitate towards the authentic people, like Nick and Mel. If you look at the letters, when we opened the letters, the people that all cried was me, Nick, and Mel, and that, it's all genuine. People say, are the tears genuine? It's all genuine. I used to think that Big Brother, I did my research before I went on, I used to think like producers would be running out and say, right now, stop here, you say this person creates drama and conflict. None of that happens. You don't see anyone. All you hear is Big Brother's voice.
So it is reality TV.
So out of curiosity, you don't take anything personally that gets said in the house from anyone? Can I just confirm that, or...?
Of course I do. I'm a human being.
No, I was just curious, because, like, you know, some people go in there, like Angela, like, last year, I think she was beast, you know, and she was like, it's a game, like, where, you know, it'd just be interesting to know if you went in there and you weren't affected by it, and then how other people are reacting to you once you catch up outside the house, if people are still taking things,
seriously,
actions and things seriously, because at the end of the day, it's just a game.
Listen, we all said that, and being one of the older housemates, although I don't look 48, probably more like 28, I know that's hard to believe, but it is, we tell ourselves, and I said it many times, it's only a game, but it actually is more than a game. You are fighting for your life, you want to win. All of us guys were handpicked, were highly competitive,
yeah,
and we wanted to win. Now, has personal things been said about me as people have been evicted, because I'm technically still in the house?
Yeah.
They have. People have had cheap swipes at me. And has it hurt? Absolutely. Has it been unnecessary? Yes.
Mm.
Am I going to buy into it? I'm not going to play the low blow. I wouldn't be in business and have achieved what I've achieved in life. You know, what's that saying? If you stop for every barking dog in life, you're not going to get anywhere. So I'm just going to let it go through for keeper. I'm going to keep playing the game and evicting contestants or housemates.
Yeah.
But, no, I haven't liked some of the stuff that's been said, yeah, that makes it simply not being true.
Danny, you've been great, mate. And I've got to say as well, you talk very openly about it. You didn't finish school and you're now in a very successful position in life, man. And I think, you know what, there are so many people out there that can learn a lesson from that, you know, that might feel a little bit bad or a little bit ashamed that, you know, they didn't get to do what they, you know, first hoped to in life. But there's always a chance if you put your head down and your bum up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I hated school. I didn't know that I was made to feel dumb. I only finished year 10, but I didn't realise that I was bright, okay? So there's intelligent people and then there's bright people. So I'm probably more street smart. So I've used that savviness, you know. I didn't know that I was a salesperson. At the age of 30, I went into real estate. Before that, I was paying bills by colour. If you don't know what that is, it means you're paying the red ones first because you're going to be disconnected.
And
we've probably all been there. And I thought, you know what, I wasn't put on this planet to live that way and dream about maybe one day taking my kids to the theme parks. Like, that was a shit way to live. I went into real estate. I didn't realise I was a real estate agent. You know, 16 years later, I own, you know, 6 real estate offices. I've got a number of directors. I'm the major shareholder. I mean, life is good for me from a financial aspect. Women and relationships, absolute train wreck.
Yeah.
But as to making money and living the lie, you know, I mean, I like to cry in my Ferrari with the seat warmers on, totally alone. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, good on you.
At least you're comfortable.
You know what,
I'm comfortable in my Ferrari looking like a wanker.
You've got a book as well, Million Dollar Bogan. There's a cheeky plug for you, Danny. Thanks heaps, man. You've been great, and good luck with the show, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
great
to talk.
Bye.
See you, Danny. There he is, Danny from Big Brother, guys. I love it or loathe it. Up next, getting Creeper on Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. And we're talking social media next, guys. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
Love it.
Yeah, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. And today, guys, we are talking social media blackouts. Ooh. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Love it.
I don't know what it is, but there's always... I think that person's a bit of a weirdo who always goes off social media. Like, my sister does it, and I just think, bit odd.
Like, I switched my phone off last night.
Did ya?
Yeah, I was just like...
Done.
I just needed, like, a few hours off. There's too many notifications.
You're
and
actually
stuff.
Always on, like, Facebook.
Yeah, like,
you always seem
it.
To be online.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. I usually am, but that's why I have to switch off sometimes.
So, the reason I bring this up, on the weekend, guys, I broke another mobile phone.
Oh, Maddie.
I broke
What's
another
wrong
one.
With you?
I broke. So, look, I had my main phone, which I broke over Christmas, which is a Galaxy S20 Plus. I love it.
Good phone. So it's just the screen Top that end, doesn't
yeah. Everything's
work, yeah?
broken on it. Basically, look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's going to cost me $500 to fix it, and I just don't have the money. And of course, I have like a couple of backup phones. I had three backup phones, just shitty old ones that I've purchased over the time when I've lost other phones.
Mm.
Anyway, I broke my last backup phone on Friday. So I've had no phone up until yesterday afternoon. You kindly lent me one of your old ones.
My old backup phone.
Which means I have to get a new phone this week, but like get it fixed.
Yeah,
but I was off social media all weekend. It was actually really good.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it was like. It was just great. Yesterday, got up, didn't know what time it was, cleaned the whole house, listened to some music.
I just think it's good willpower. It's just teach yourself not to look at your phone. Like, why do you have to turn it off?
Or log out?
Like, my sister will deactivate her account. I'm like, stop it.
You can just call her, though.
It's just ridiculous.
But you share every facet of your life, Jade. I mean, you're live streaming live from the toilet.
Yeah, that's true.
How many squares of toilet paper am I using today? One.
Vote now, guys.
That wasn't the discussion, but I am an open person. I like to share. I don't, if I'm having a bad day, I'll say I'm having a bad day.
I highly recommend it. Just put your phone away for a day.
And see how you feel.
And it's just see how you go. It's so good. Just even once a week. I think I'm going to try and introduce it into my life.
I think it's a good idea, man.
Just once a week, no phone.
Yeah. Pick one day and then it's switched off. It's good.
Jade's looking at me like I've just said that I'm not.
I just don't think you can do it.
Like,
I think you can.
I think I can. It's very easy, Jade.
No, I don't.
Anyway, well, that's another conversation.
Which day are you going to pick?
Maybe the weekend.
Yeah.
Like a Saturday. Just enjoy the time off with no interruptions. It was really good. Sunday, yesterday, great. Put the diffuser on, ate some food. Just, cleaned up, did my own thing. It was fantastic. Anyway, that's
me. I like it.
It was good.
I like the idea of it.
Well, Jade, the majority on the team had that same idea, obviously, except you. Creevo and I both had a blackout yesterday.
I didn't need a blackout.
Hey, guys.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Creevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
If you want to affect the music we play here, very easy at the moment. You can rate the music, and the best thing is the prize, of course. You got a chance to win one of five $100 exchange hotel gift vouchers. Amazing, right? Friday night, imagine this. You got everyone come around. I'll get the first round. $100, you do it. And then everyone will buy you drinks for the rest of the night.
You know
not
what?
Guaranteed.
They do a great espresso martini at the exchange. Really good.
I do like one at the start of a night.
Oh, yeah.
An espresso martini.
Yeah. So good.
Espresso martini. Love it.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial freeze. Kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Yo. Posty in there. I only want to be with you.
I love this so much more than the original.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, I'm vibing it.
I do like it. You were talking before about posties that people hate. He's not one of them. Olivia Rodrigo, did you see her perform this at the Brits?
No, missed it.
It, makes your skin crawl.
Amazing.
So good. Yeah, really, really, really good. And Sia as well. Cheap thrills.
Good stuff. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And yes, Rate the Music is live now, newfm.com.au, Jay.
But after this, guys, I want to chat about this woman who staged a fake funeral for her ex-boyfriend so that his mistress believed he was dead.
That is next level stuff right there.
Yeah. A fake funeral. Mm. How do you even do that?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
I absolutely love this story because you know when you have these moments where you'd like to get revenge on somebody and you think about creative ways that you do it, but you never do because you know it's bad karma.
Of course.
Well, this woman has had this thought and she's
Tacks on my chair this morning then?
She thought, you know what, I'm going for it. So her name's Thea. And she claimed that after her partner and herself had a baby, they birthed a beautiful baby girl, she discovered that he'd been cheating on her the entire time that she was pregnant with his ex.
Oh.
And it caused a lot of drama.
Of course.
Obviously, that is
shameful.
They just
had a kid, right?
Yes.
And then he's off banging the ex.
Well, karma came and got him in a big way, right? Because he ended up going to prison. So shortly after she found out. But the thing is, she still had his phone. So he couldn't take that to prison with him. So she noticed that he was still receiving text messages from his mistress. And she didn't know that he'd been sent away. So she was wondering why he's no longer talking to her. So he's ghosting her. So instead of telling her the truth, she messaged her and said, yeah, he's gone.
So is that like how she found out that he'd been cheating on her with another woman? Like through those text messages?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And so basically when she says gone, she's saying gone 6 feet under. So basically she staged a fake funeral for him. She even sent out pictures of the service after convincing her sister to go along with the scheme.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and apparently it's been 3 years and the mistress still believes he's gone. So to this day, she'll still post a tribute to the love of her life on her Facebook page and makes it public so she can see it.
That's wild.
Yeah, and how sorry that she is that he couldn't be there and all this sort of stuff. And
I mean,
3 years, that's a long time
to
pull off a revengeful scheme.
I mean, on one hand, I guess she won't come looking for him again and try and text him anymore.
Well, she's going to get a really nice surprise when he gets out.
And sends a text. Hey, I'm back.
Hey, I'm back from the dead.
From the dead?
Far out. He'd probably be getting a new number. You'd think he would have turned his life around, whatever he went in for. But that's just...
What a crazy story.
Yeah.
So they just didn't actually hold a fake funeral, though.
Yeah, they did.
Like the people came along, they had a coffin.
Took photos and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant they just, like, got some from the internet. Like,
no.
You know, she did a whole
service. I said that. So she put on a fake funeral with her sister, took photos and the whole shebang.
Just
everything.
To convince
just go
her.
Into the funeral home and take some pictures. Less effort. Or somebody right outside the church of somebody else's.
Look, I don't think they're thinking like a normal person if they're holding fake funerals.
Is it terrible that she did that, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got mixed feelings on it because it's
when you're feeling scorned after you've discovered your partner's been cheating.
And
you're not really thinking logically,
to your baby.
You know. So give her a break.
Yeah, I think. Look, I don't think it's the best thing she's done, but it's also considering the circumstances, not that bad.
Might turn the mistress's life around.
Well, that's possible as well.
Thanks, Jade. Birthday lotto up next, guys. Are worth $550 today, Crevo. We need a random month from our birthday wheel. Tell us what it is, please.
Come up July.
Okay, July babies. If you want to spin the birthday balls next, your birthday comes out, you win the cash.
The
New
FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, guys, very simple. All you need to do is spin our birthday ball machine. If your birthday comes out, you win the money instantly, guys. And we're going to Curry next, guys.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet Helena. She's a bartender, single mum of two boys, and she wants to spend the money on some decoration for her house that she's moving into. How exciting. New place.
Yes.
Where's
very
that
exciting.
At?
Exciting.
You just staying in Curry or...?
No, we're moving to the Lake Macquarie area and going to Tarawa.
Oh, nice.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful.
Oh,
good stuff.
We'd be sad to leave Curry.
Yes, I'm happy to leave Curry.
Oh, you're happy to leave Curry.
Okay.
Are you going to miss the Curry hot bread, though? I hear that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It is good. That's probably the only bread I eat, so I will probably have to drive up to get that.
Oh, fair enough. Worth the trip.
All right, I'm spinning the birthday balls. Here we go. I pulled out the 15th.
Oh, no.
I thought you were about to say yes. I was so excited.
I know, it
breaks your heart.
Oh, sorry, Helena.
Sorry about that.
Good luck with the move, though.
Yeah.
How exciting. Our birthday lotto back tomorrow worth $575, guys. Enjoy your day. Monday over. Any plans? We're such busy people with such exciting lives.
We're doing bathroom renos and I've got studying to do.
Oh, nice.
So,
when are we doing our marriages?
Soon, very soon. I've got to do the paperwork today. I've got to do more work.
Creeper, your big deck. Saw it yesterday. It looks fantastic.
The nice front deck, yeah.
Ready to enjoy that, I'm
sure. Ready to sit on that, have a beer. Watch the world go past.
Oh, nice one. All right, guys, we'll enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Jackson's in next.
Yes.
Exciting.
Do you know what those responses sounded like? Sorry, I was laughing in here because it sounds like you've been invited to a party making excuses not to go. Amy Shark coming up.
Nice.
With Keith Urban. Love Songs Ain't For Us. JT.
Oh, this is a vibe.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And Pink as well with her daughter.
Very good.
Willow Sage Hug. Man, we love Pink, don't we?
We do.
We played her before on this station.
A few times.
Just a couple, mate.
Yeah. We brought her mansion in Malibu.
Thanks, Newey.
New FM specifically.
And more chances with our New FM celebrity beds the final week, Jackson.
I know.
And we still have that
11 o'clock.
We still have that celeb at large.
Yes. Good luck getting on. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I know.
Still very competitive.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.